It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday, and since yesterday on the Flashback, we were talking all about commercials with Dottie West and her big song that went number one that started off as a Coca-Cola jingle. Well, on a Tuesday, let's flip to the TV side of things, and this particular list that came out that really just identifies there are five TV theme songs in the history of television that have hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart over the years. Yes. None of them are country.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like the greatest
interesting
American
list.
Hero.
Well, you would think, but hitting number one, first of all, 1974. This is technically called The Sound of Philadelphia, but it is the theme song from Soul Train.
Oh!
And that hit number one on the chart in 1974, because is there anything more 74 than
I was
that?
Say, yeah, I didn't recognize that one at all.
Or maybe this, also in 1976. The theme from SWAT. Which was an okay show, but the theme song certainly did it. This is kind of cool. Makes you want to do like air gun pointing.
I'm doing it.
Now we're
Michael Scarn.
Uh-huh. Then 1976, and I can't believe, I'm surprised this hit number one, but it did. The whole song.
Oh, welcome back.
The whole thing did. Yeah, welcome back, Cotter. Travolta effect.
Welcome back.
That was 76. Then TV took a hiatus a little bit from the Billboard Hot 100 chart until 1985. And the Miami Vice theme.
Crockett, Tubbs, Pet Alligators.
And it's even better because this guy that made it, his name is Jan Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. That was 85, and then fast forward to a very unfortunate, we lost our way in the 90s, 1992. We were in the WB era.
Yeah.
Jamie Walters' one-hit wonder. That was the theme from The Heights. But there were two country songs that came from TV shows that hit number one on the country chart. One, The Ballad of Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, boy. He's a millionaire.
And many have already completed the sentence. In August of 1980, it hit number one, Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, baby.
This one topped out at 21 on the Billboard.
Just a good old boy.
Get